Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the U.S. Yoga Federation holds its annual championship yoga competition next month. What? Yoga? Competition? Where's the namaste? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, New Hampshire Public Radio's Emily Corwin reports.
19-year-old Emily Avery is ambitious. She's a first-year student at Princeton, a budding ballerina, and wants to be a neurosurgeon. Avery is also very flexible.
Then you bend your elbows down below your calf muscle and tuck your chin into your chest and put your forehead onto your knee. So that.
Avery contorts her body into standing head to knee. It's one of seven postures she and about 200 other competitors will perform before a panel of judges at the upcoming National Yoga Championships. Last year, Avery won first place in the youth division. This year, she'll compete as an adult.
It's based on alignment and grace and no reversal of movement or shaking.
LA-based USA Yoga started the championships in 2003. Board member and judge Cynthia Ware says it's about celebrating yoga and bringing more people into the practice.
We want to take what already exists and bring it more to the masses.
But the idea of competitive yoga doesn't sit well with everyone. Ware says she's used to getting perplexed looks from people who think yoga is too spiritual for competition.
How can it be? That's so un-yogic. That just never exists. And it's like, no, you know.
So how flexible is the definition of yoga? It depends what kind of yoga studio you're standing or sweating in.
Abdominal wall, compression of abdominal cavity, created through contraction until ribcage visible front mirror.
The origins of competitive yoga in America start here in a 105-degree studio.
And then it's elbows touch. Inhale against the.
Most competitors, like Emily Avery, study Bikram yoga. USA Yoga is trying to recruit competitors from other yoga styles, but selling the idea of competitive yoga to non-Bikram teachers can be difficult.
Allowing the skeletal body to sit up tall.
Dina Alessio teaches Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. She says she has nothing against competitive yoga, but it's not what her classes are about.
We have something called drishti, which is like your gaze, and you should keep it soft so you're not comparing to the person next to you. And you're not even supposed to be comparing to what it was for you yesterday. Like, you don't want to be judging yourself every time you get on the mat either.
Alessio says breath and energy are the fundamentals of the yoga tradition, and she's not sure how they could figure into a competition. But USA Yoga's Cynthia Ware says it is possible to judge breath and energy by watching competitors' bodies and eyes. And she says it's not like competitive yoga is some kind of American invention.
And this is something that is actually already exists in India.
University of Pittsburgh anthropologist Joseph Alter says yes, yoga competitions began popping up in India in the 1930s. But that was after about 2,000 years of non-competitive practice. As far as he's concerned, judging and choosing champions severs the sport from its traditional past.
The fundamental ideas that underlie yoga in practice are antithetical competition.
Alter has never been to a yoga competition, but he says he finds the prospect fascinating. And 19-year-old competitor Emily Avery says when you get there, you realize it's not like other sports.
The competitors are not cutthroat-like. Yeah, it's more about demonstrating what you can do with your body right now.
The USA Yoga Federation Nationals take place on March 14th in San Antonio, Texas. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Corwin.
You know, Robin, I will tell you who would not do well at a yoga competition. Me. I went to a yoga class and I was told, because I can't really sit cross-legged with my knees on the ground. I'm not that flexible. And I was told, you know, if you do it for 20 years, you might be able to make it happen.
Well, some people would say, find another yoga class. They should just let you do what you're doing. I'm doing Utthita Asta Paragustasana right now.
Which, to this music?
Yeah, it's radio, so let them think. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.